At a time. You take it one question at a time.
Are we at a press conference right now? Are you an athlete? Are you a pro athlete? Oh, are you suggesting in order for you to beat everybody at Camp Eagerty, you're like an athlete?
Yeah, you know what? I couldn't have done it without my teammates. You know, this isn't a personal award. This is about the collective.
Actually, it is a personal award because we're all like saying that you should lose.
You're right. Yeah. I'm awesome. I did this all myself with no help. Many hours spent in front of the television.
Okay, well, either way, if you are somebody who's good at trivia or if you know someone who is good at trivia, tell them to tune in. Maybe they don't know what the game is about. It's simple. We ask trivia questions, 5 of them.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is get more right than Gertie. That's how you win his money. But if you know somebody who's like particularly good at this, mm-hmm. call him, text him, tell him to text into the show.
$1,000 I'm putting up every single morning at 8:30 for Camp Eagerty. And my hockey fans, they will know what I'm about to say here for today. For today's game only, I am going full Mark Messier, and I am guaranteeing victory on game one.
Okay, let's see how it goes. We'll see. 8:30 is when you want to be listening.
Okay, that was fun. 7 o'clock, we're about to open up the window for CHFI Perfect Recall. Were you listening to those bonus songs? Here's Eva.
Good morning. The federal election campaign is now in its second week. Liberal leader Mark Carney will make an announcement in Woodbridge today, while Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre holds a press conference in New Brunswick. NDP leader Jagmeet Singh will be in BC and Alberta. Power restoration continues this morning for people across the province. Hydro One says hundreds of thousands of people across Ontario were without power after a spring storm dumped freezing rain over the weekend. It could take several days for all power to be restored. Among the hardest hit areas were Muskoka's Cottage Country, Orillia, and Peterborough, which all declared states of emergency. Tate McRae was the big winner at the Junos last night, taking home Album, Artist, and Single of the Year. The show was hosted by Michael Bublé, who sang a medley of his hits, and Anne Murray showed her Canadian pride as she accepted her Lifetime Achievement Award. In sports, Leafs beat the Ducks 3-2. Scepters lost to Minnesota 5-2. Jays beat the Orioles 3-1. They face Washington tonight at 7:07. And the Raptors beat Philly 127-109. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with a chance of showers. Fog advisory ending this morning. A high of 10, dropping to 4 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near -2. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 4. Right now, it's 6 degrees. East 401 at Islington in the Express. The left lane is closed for a stalled car. On the South 400 at Highway 9, right lane and ramp lane blocked because of a collision. It's quite slow from south of Line 5. South 427, south of the 401, looks like we've got a stalled vehicle on the left shoulder.
Win your share of $50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Our Perfect Recall window is open, and what that means is we're going to play you 4 songs in this window from the 80s, 90s, 2K, and today. All you have to do is write them down and then be able to recall them when we close the window, and there's a lot of money in it for you as well.
Absolutely, because we had bonus songs on Saturday and Sunday. Were you listening to those? If you have all 6 of those, plus the 4 songs we're about to play you, you can win $1,000. We're just giving away $1,000 left, right, and center on today's show. What's going on?
I don't know. It's free money. This is easy money, and you want to be playing and paying attention. So let's kick things off right now with the very first song of our CHFI Perfect Recall window. It's Aha, Take On Me.
Talking away,
Song one of CHFI Perfect Recall. We got three more songs coming your way. Plus, if you were listening on the weekend, you have those weekend bonus songs. You can win yourself $1,000 when we close the window.
It's almost April Fool's Day. And you know, I hate this day because I just live in fear that you and producer Steph have conspired behind my back and something's going to happen.
In all the years you've known me and the years you've now known Steph, when have we like done anything that like gave you trauma that made you think?
Every day on this show.
The best part is that she thinks this every year and stresses herself out and nothing happens.
And that's the April Fool's joke.
Exactly. That's the best part.
We don't have to do anything.
I know, but I feel like I'm due. I feel like I've gotten away with so many years of nothing that this is going to be the year.
Okay. That's an interesting approach.
Yeah. So I think in general, we should throw it out there that tomorrow is definitely going to be a day to be aware of scams and all those things and like, you know, just be on
be
alert.
Be vigilant.
Yes.
Yeah. And here's the thing. Look, it's March 31st. So we're coming to you now as like, this is the last minute crammer, the person who, this is the December 23rd. I'm going to a gas station to buy gift cards for everyone for Christmas.
And because, an air freshener.
And yeah, because you've left it to the last minute. If you have not thought of an elaborate prank to this point, we are here to help. We have some very innocent, easy to execute last minute ideas you can do with your family, friends, kids, whatever you want.
Yeah, they're just simple. They're harmless, which I think is, you know, always a fun way of doing things. I like this idea, and I think I might even do this with my kids. You grab a little bit of food coloring, okay, and you put it in a bowl, and then you throw in the cereal on top of it. And then when the kids go to sit down to eat, you pour in the milk, and the milk that's supposed to be white turns into whatever color, green or blue. And then you just watch their faces go, what happened to my cereal?
That's very adorable. That feels less like a prank and more like a surprise.
Yes, true. Like, harmless. Innocent.
Okay, mine are maybe slightly meaner, but still stuff you could do with your kids. Like, this was a classic one. I've had this done to me before. The toothpaste Oreos. So you take Oreo cookies, right? You gently twist them apart. You know your kids are going to go for the Oreos. With a knife, this takes some real finesse. Scrape out the cream, and then you put in a little toothpaste.
Oh, no.
And then put the Oreo back together. Put it gently back in the pack. When they go for that roll, take that first bite, it's immediate spit take.
What?
And you only have to do it with one. It's like Russian roulette Oreos.
Oh, my goodness. So feeding your children toothpaste?
Well, they'll taste it. They'll spit it out. They'll be like, bah. But it's great because you get that reaction.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's a little bit more commitment than I want to make. I just want to do easy things. Like this other one's also very good. Googly eyes. Just put googly eyes on everything. On shoes, you know, on a towel, everything. And then everything comes alive. And it's just so fun.
Yours are very, very friendly. I need a little bit of scare. I need a little bit of regret with mine. How about this one? Okay, this one is great. If you have some bubble wrap, maybe you ordered something recently. If you got some bubble wrap kicking around, this is great. So you cut the bubble wrap to the size of like whatever the front rug is in your house.
The mat,
sure. Mm-hmm. And you put a sheet of bubble wrap under the mat when you know someone's about to come home, and then they come home and it's like, pa, 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 pa. Yeah. Steph, you got kids. You must not have some of these.
One year I did this, and actually I don't have my kids tomorrow, but this would be great to do again, is you, so it's Easter, so the Easter chocolate's already out. Go buy some of those Easter eggs, even like at the dollar store that have the foil on them.
Yeah, okay.
And then it takes a little bit of time, so unwrap them, take the chocolate out.
Eat the chocolate.
Eat them yourself.
Yep.
And then get grapes. And put the grape inside the foil, wrap the foil back up, and put it in their lunch. And they're like, what? My mom gave me all this chocolate?
Oh, I love that.
Added layer of freeze the grapes beforehand so they're hard like the chocolates. Because if they feel the squishiness, they'll know something's
up. But then if they defrost, they get mushy after.
True.
Yeah. Also wrap them in bubble wrap so that they go pow, 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 pow when they open their lunch. Pow, 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 pow.
We gotta work on this lunch. April Fool's. What is your lazy last-minute April Fool's idea? We want to hear from you. Drop us a text right now at 981-981. Tonight I want to hold you close. I don't want to let you go. Loving you is all I know. Girl, look into my eyes and tell me why. You got me paralyzed. Yeah, you got me feeling so alive. Ain't no surprises. On my way, on my way. Grab my hands, lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. If you let me take you for a ride, you'll memorize it.
righteous. On our way, we don't waste time. Let my hands lay them down on your waistline. Then we get low. Even if it's only for a night, let's make it timeless.
That's Preston Pablo, Dance Alone, song number 2 in our CHFI Perfect Recall window. Make sure you're keeping track. Each song that you can recall is worth cash.
Yeah, plus those bonus songs if you were listening on Saturday and Sunday as well. So tomorrow is April Fool's, and if you have not come up with your elaborate prank already, at this point, just, you know, if you're looking for something last minute, we're looking for your last minute, easy to execute.
Harmless pranks.
Prank ideas.
Or, like, because they're coming from me, they're safe. They're safe.
They're very safe. This text coming in, no name or honor. By the way, when you text us, always include your name and your city so we can shout you out. This person texted in, my neighbor put a for sale sign on our lawn. We woke up and saw our house for sale. We fell off our porch laughing.
Wow, that would be an initial freak out. Like, wait a minute, what happened here? Followed by laughter. That's great. I love that. Okay, here's one that you can maybe do with the kids. It's juice that's not juice. That's the best way for me to describe it. So you fill a glass with Jell-O, and then you put a straw in it, and then you offer it as juice to your kids. But then when they go to drink it, obviously it's not traditional juice, and it's like, ha ha, hilarity ensues. April Fools.
Wow.
Yeah.
Your April Fools pranks are very vanilla. Very vanilla.
They're meant for children. They're harmless.
Okay. Keep them coming. Ratchet them up maybe a little bit. Keep your text coming to 981-981. Last minute April Fools ideas. Song 3 of this Perfect Recall window. Oh yeah. I love this one. NSYNC. It's gonna be me.
Maybe that's right. Every little gonna be me.
That is song three of this Perfect Recall window. I don't know if you saw this video going around on Instagram over the weekend. Justin Timberlake had a concert on his tour.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess three of his bandmates, all the guys except for Joey Fatone, were kind of in the front row. And I guess they didn't tell him they were coming. So he's performing one of his songs.
What?
And he notices them. So he, like, in one of the parts where he's not singing, he looks at them and he mouths to them. Like, he does the little texting, like he acts out the texting thing. And he mouths to them, "Why didn't you text me?" And they're just having
a
good time.
Song?
Yeah. And they're just having a good time dancing at a show. And it was a kind of like a cool, like, brotherly love moment. Like, Lance was just dancing. Like, they're just out there to support their friend.
Did everybody get it though? Like, I imagine if I'm at the concert, do I know who's in the front row?
I don't think. They probably just figured he was talking to someone or whatever. But is that, is just me, or is that like the worst way for Justin Timberlake? Is that the worst way to find out that there's a group chat that you're not in? Sorry, they have a side chat without you.
That chat probably existed for a while before they reunited, I'm sure.
The chat's called The Other Guys.
Yes, exactly. And you know what? This is in line with what we're talking about. April Fool's is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Maybe you want to come up with something still. It's last minute. You just need something lazy, easy, harmless. And you're sending in your ideas.
Yeah, I love this one. Someone texted in, how about magic soap? What's magic soap? You coat the soap bar with clear nail polish, which makes it impossible to lather. Act confused. Just tell them like the soap is broken. Imagine you're in the shower, just rubbing that soap all over your arm. It's like nothing's coming out.
Yeah, that's not good.
That's pretty funny.
On the text line here, no name, but freeze your child's cereal with milk and the spoon the night before. So I guess when you go to like serve it to them, it's just frozen. Like nobody can get into the cereal. That's like fun, but also not satisfying then, if you're hungry.
Yeah, also have some unfrozen milk and cereal so they can actually enjoy it. Keep your text coming, 981-981, your last minute April Fool's pranks. We got one more song coming for you in this window, but first a check on the roads.
With CHY Traffic, I'm Eva Frajascatos. If you're south on the 427 south of the 401, left shoulder blocked with a stalled car, it's slow from approaching the 401. East Gardner busy approaching Parkside to Strawn on the southbound 400 at Highway 9. The right lane and the ramp lane still blocked with a collision. It's jammed up from south of Line 5. On the westbound side of the 401, just busy with the volume. East 401 at Islington Express, the left lane is closed for a stalled car. The intersection of Stouffville and Warden, traffic lights are out. Hurry to the all-in-one event for great offers and experience all the features that come standard in a Subaru.
Lady Gaga returns this fall.
And Pooja Inderdeep have tickets for you to see her live at Scotiabank Arena.
Tickets on pre-sale now.
Hello, monsters. This is Lady Gaga.
Lady Gaga is back September 10th and 11th.
Win all this week with Pooja Inderdeep just after 6.
98.1 CHFI.
You deserve a great lunch. That's why Boston Pizza now offers a $15 lunch menu, including a main, side, and a drink served in just 20 minutes. Boston Pizza's $15 lunch menu. Because a fast lunch doesn't have to mean fast food.
With Seacoat Clean Surface Paint, stress less about life's unavoidable stains. Its ultra-washable finish makes cleaning walls a breeze. Sorry, crayon mark. Better luck next time, Smudge. Save 30% until April 2nd. Seco, see color.
The Shaw Festival presents Anything Goes, a dazzling production of Cole Porter's timeless musical set on the SS American. Follow the antics of a nightclub singer as she navigates love triangles and hilarious hijinks on the high seas. Anything Goes on this ocean liner. Featuring spectacular tap dancing and hits like You're the Top,
Don't miss Anything Goes at the Shaw. For tickets, go to shawfest.com.
Heard of Uline? You know, the have-it-all in-stock, ready-to-deliver shipping and industrial supply specialists. The company that does things for you that are unheard of, like keeping 41,000 items in stock in our own warehouses. With customer service reps on the line to get you what you need, when you need it, 24/7, 365, every time. Maybe you heard it here first. Want to hear more? Visit uline.ca. Uline, your shipping and industrial supply specialists.
As a homeowner, it's hard to keep your home running smoothly and worry-free. That's where the experts at Enercare come in, making it easier for you. We are a proudly Canadian company, helping GTA homeowners like you for over 65 years with affordable solutions for your home's unique needs. Whether you need help with heating, cooling, water heating, or water purification, an Enercare expert will be with you every step of the way. And you get peace of mind knowing that you're backed by our very best.
Enercare. Experts at home.
Only a few days left to enjoy our very best prices with the Air France Rendezvous. It's time to book your rendezvous with Paris, starting at $765, or Madrid, starting at $885 return. From Toronto, tax included. You can enjoy a glass of champagne however you fly, economy included. Elegance is a journey. Air France. Book by April 2nd. Travel from March 17th to June 28th and from August 24th to November 30th, 2025. See conditions at airfrance.ca.
Toronto Hydro has what you need to stay safe and informed during power outages. For updates 24/7, visit torontohydro.com/outage hub.
Play for the HFI Perfect Recall.
Have you been keeping track of the songs we're playing? Call 416-872-CHFI now and tell us the songs in this Perfect Recall.
Be caller 16 to win instant cash for each song, including this one.
You're the light, you're the night, you're the color of my blood. You're the cure, you're the pain, you're the only thing I wanna touch. Never knew that it could mean so much, so much. You're the fear, I don't care, cause I've never been so high. Follow me through the dark, let me take you past the satellites. You can see the world you brought to life, to life. So love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Love me like you do, la la, love me like you do. Touch me like you do, ta ta, touch me like you do. What are you waiting for?
That's Ellie Goulding, Love Me Like You Do, the final song of our Perfect Recall window. Were you keeping track of the songs that we played and how many of them can you recall? How much money are you going to win? Were you listening on the weekend? Because you can win up to $1,000. We're going to be calling caller 16 or answering caller 16 next.
Did it again. I made you believe we're more than just friends. Oh baby, it might seem like a crush, but it doesn't mean that I'm serious.
$50,000 right now.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
We're heading to Smithville. Caller 16 is John Carter. John, good morning. We are up against it, so we are going to dive right in here. John, what was song number one?
Take On Me by Aha.
What was song number two, John?
Dance Alone by Preston Pablo.
Song three?
It's Going to Be Me and NSYNC.
And the final song in our Perfect Recall window?
Love Me Like You Do by Ellie Goulding, sorry.
Nice.
And okay, there were weekend bonus songs on Saturday and Sunday. Do you have the Saturday songs, John?
Yes, I do.
What were they?
Number one was Cheerleader by Omi.
Very good. What was song number two?
Unwritten by Natasha Bedingfield.
The final song on Saturday?
September, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Nice. Okay. What about on Sunday? Did you get any songs from Sunday?
Yes, I was up and I was awake. So the first song is If I Could Turn Back Time by Cher.
Second song?
Eye of the Tiger by Survivor.
And the final song?
Hips Don't Lie, Shakira.
Yay!
John, you just banked yourself $1,000. You ran the table. Congratulations and thanks for listening to the Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
Thanks a lot, guys.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
Your next winning hour is coming up at 8 this morning.
98.1 CHFI.
Come on, that is how it's done. John knew what was up. All right, 7:31, 10 degrees now. That fog advisory has ended. Here's Eva.
Good morning. We are 28 days from voting in the federal election. Today, party leaders will continue to pitch to voters, with Conservative leader Pierre Poilievre making an announcement in New Brunswick. Liberal leader Mark Carney will be in Woodbridge, while NDP leader Jagmeet Singh heads to Alberta. Hundreds of thousands of people in Ontario are still dealing with the aftermath of a weekend ice storm. Hydro One says it will take several days to fully restore power to all customers after freezing rain downed branches and power lines. The city of Peterborough, Orillia, and the township of Brock all declared a state of emergency yesterday. The death toll from Friday's earthquake in Myanmar and Thailand has now surpassed 1,700. In Bangkok, crews are still searching for survivors through the rubble of a collapsed skyscraper. China and India have started delivering aid in Myanmar, and the U.S. has promised aid, but there's no word on when that will start. In sports, Leafs beat the Ducks 3-2. Scepters lost to Minnesota 5-2. Jays beat the Orioles 3-1. They face Washington tonight at 7:07. And the Raptors beat Philly 127-109. CHFI weather. Today, cloudy with a chance of showers. Fog advisory ending this morning. A high of 10, dropping to 4 this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low near minus 2. And tomorrow, sunny with a high near 4. Right now, it's 6 degrees. Westbound 401 express ramp to Islington. The left lane is blocked because of a collision. South 400 at Highway 9. The right lane and the ramp lane still blocked with a collision. It's slow from south of Line 5. And then the ramp to Finch. Right lane closed for a stalled car. South 427 south of the 401. We've got the left shoulder blocked with a stalled vehicle.
So how do you boil your eggs? Because chances are you're doing it wrong. Yeah, I'm going to tell you what one chef says is the best method for perfect hard-boiled eggs every time. That's next.
Time stood still, just like a photograph you made me feel. Like this will last forever, looking in your eyes. I see my whole life. Oh, they say you know it, but you know it, and I know. Oh, promise that you hold me close, don't let me go.
Smith stargazing, 7:36 on this Monday morning, sitting at 10 degrees.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show presents
You're Doing It Wrong.
Uh-oh.
Yep, you're doing it wrong. How do you boil your eggs?
Okay, I can't get this one wrong because I love eggs. Boiled eggs are the one form of egg I do not like. I find them gross. I don't like the consistency. I do not boil eggs, so I can't be doing it wrong.
Okay, all right. Well, there's a lot of people who boil their eggs, and there's a, you know, there's debate over how long you put your eggs in for, you know, how, what consistency do you want the yolk to be, right? Do you want it a little bit more gummy? Do you want it a little more harder?
Ugh.
Do you submerge your eggs in the boiled water after it starts boiling? Do you do it to begin with? There's all sorts of debate.
You lost me a gummy.
Okay.
That sounds so unappetizing.
You don't want gummy eggs?
No.
Okay, it's the yolks. Anyway, the point is a lot of us debate that, but we're all doing it wrong, according to this chef. Listen.
People, old dogs can learn new tricks. Believe me, I've been in this business for 30 years, and I learned something new. What I learned was the perfect hard-cooked egg is not made by actually immersing it in water. A perfect hard-cooked egg is actually a steamed egg.
What?
A steamed egg. So instead of actually, you know, getting your eggs and submerging it in the water.
Yeah, I've seen this done. Yeah, yes. You normally put it in a boiling pot, right?
Yes. Instead, you just have 1 inch of water. It's just 1 inch of water. You put your eggs in, you swish it around, put a cover on it for 8 minutes. Your eggs are perfect every time. So, I had to try this.
So not the deep end, more like a kiddie pool.
Yes, yeah. Definitely. It's okay. Like the shallow end of things.
Yeah.
I tried it and she's right.
Stop it. So you put 1 inch of water in a pot.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess that just starts boiling instantly.
And it evaporates eventually as well. But you're really just steaming the egg,
essentially. Do you have to keep like turning the egg so all parts of it are...
Just once. Give it a little swoosh and then let it sit for 8 minutes. And I got to tell you...
How long do you leave it in the kiddie pool?
8 minutes.
8 minutes?
8 minutes.
Okay. Is the water already boiling when you put them in?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
And then you put them
boil
in.
Boil that 1 inch of water and then you put them in, swish it around. And then like the way that the yolk tastes, the way that even the whites of the egg taste, it's just a little bit different. It's better for some reason. I don't know. There's something to it. You got to try it. I asked you how you boil your eggs. I did not ask producer Steph how she boils her eggs.
Producer Steph loves a hard-boiled egg.
Love,
you crush these on the
daily.
And
I love the gummy yolk. That's my favorite.
I want to know, because you must boil these on the daily since you're always bringing these in. So is this a good method or
what? You would think. I don't boil my eggs.
What?
I do not boil eggs. It is
you got
the
a guy?
Worst.
But you come in
you got
with,
a guy?
I wish I had a guy.
Hold on, but you come in with eggs every day.
Yeah, they come from the store and they're in a bag with some kind of like liquid in it that keeps them preserved.
Ew.
Hold on,
it. They're delicious.
I've looked in every nook and cranny of the grocery store. I've never seen. They're, just
they're
a
right
random,
beside the egg whites.
Is this like the alley beside it's the from, grocery store? Yeah, you got to buy like a shady drug deal?
Something.
Like, hey, here's your bag of eggs.
You go to the grocery store and you get pre-boiled, hard-boiled eggs in a bag egg
full juice.
Listen, I can cook almost anything. I cannot peel hard-boiled eggs if my life depended on it. So hold on. I'll make like 12.
Hold on.
And then I can't.
This got to... We need to delve a little deeper into this. I think this is a what's bugging Steph. Because you can't peel the egg? That's the problem?
Even I can peel the eggs.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
I have to have one thing that I can't do.
We are going to get into it next because I got to get to the bottom of this. I actually brought in the eggs, so we're all going to try them too.
No. Just keep the egg juice away from me.
That's next.
Now I had the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear. It's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Rosa, had the time of my life, and I owe it all to you.
I've been waiting for so long, now I finally found someone to stand by me. Understand the urgency. Just remember.
never felt this way before.
Never felt.
Yes, I swear it's the truth, and I hope.
Happy Monday, and it's going to get happier with some easy money come 8 o'clock that you can win in CHFI Perfect Recall. All you got to do is listen to the songs we play, recall them when we close the window, and you win your share of $50,000. Also, if you were listening on the weekend, you can win up to $1,000.
With CHFI Traffic, I'm Eva Fragiscados. If you are using the South 427 south of the 401, the left shoulder is still closed off, and that's all because of a stalled vehicle. South 400 Highway 9, the ramp lane is closed for a collision, still jammed up through there. The ramp to Finch, right lane blocked with a stalled vehicle. And on the East Gardiner, just some typical volume delays from approaching Parkside all the way through to Strawn. It's Canadian Tire's Big Spring Tire Sale. Save up to 30% on quality brands like Continental, Michelin, and Motomaster until May 7th. Conditions apply. Details online.
The Pooja and Gurdeep Show.
On Toronto's Perfect Music Mix.
98.1 CHFI.
So producer Steph needs your help. We have discovered that she can't boil eggs at home, and instead she has to purchase already boiled eggs at the store.
So much easier.
I know. You probably have lots of questions and methods. She says she's tried them all. We're about to get to the bottom of it.
We've all got eggs in our hand that have been boiled here. Why is mine so wet? It's sweating. Why is it so sweaty?
We don't have time for those follow-up questions. We just got to learn how to peel them.
Hard-boiled eggs. Ugh.
Your brothers, they all think I'm crazy. I think it's nothing at all. Today I'm feeling kind of lazy, so I'll be sleeping it off once again. It's kind of like a love song. Somewhere else, babe. Yeah, there's nothing at all. But someday I'll be somebody's love slave. But now I've got me all to myself. And it's kind of like a love song.
There's a question left.
brothers, they all think I'm crazy.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to find out.
What's bugging Steph? Hard-boiled eggs. Apparently, she can't make them at home.
Listen, I think this bugs you more than it bugs me.
It's mind-boggling to me that you buy already boiled eggs at the grocery store.
They come in a bag with garbage juice in them?
Not garbage juice.
Egg juice. Sorry, egg juice. Basically garbage juice.
Not.
Okay, so to recap, you like to eat a hard-boiled egg every morning. You like eggs that are hard-boiled.
Yeah.
But when you go to boil them yourself, you can't take the shell off.
I have tried every method. So if I boil a dozen eggs, maybe two will turn out. And not the consistency of how it's cooked. It gets cooked fine. I can't de-shell them. I will sit there. I've tried rolling them on the counter, doing it gently, putting them under cold water to help crack open the shell. I've tried the spoon method. I've tried everything.
Have you tried putting them in ice?
I put them in ice.
Why are hard-boiled eggs so high maintenance? They need like a sauna, then they need a cold plunge. You gotta roll them, give them a massage.
I buy them in a bag.
Way too much work.
No,
and
eggs
they're peeled so nicely in the bag.
It's the least tasty form of egg.
They're so simple though. This
they're
is
not.
Why I'm having trouble. Okay, so you've gone ahead and boiled three eggs.
Yeah.
Okay, yourself.
Yes.
And they're in front of us right now. We're gonna try to de-shell them and see if there's anything to this madness.
Steph, let me de-shell your
egg. So how do you want me to de-shell this? What method are we using?
Shell it with the least shrapnel.
Okay, so I'm
rolling it. I'm hitting
it. I'm having no problem.
I'm de-shelling mine against my mic.
Okay. Okay. I can see. Okay. I see what you're saying.
See? There's
a little bit of the egg comes off.
It's shrapnel. Lots of shrapnel.
But
it's like trying to peel an orange in like one
take. It's not coming off. This is what I'm trying to tell. Okay, now I'm rolling it.
It comes off. It just makes a big mess.
Yeah, exactly. And I don't need this in my life.
Okay, I see what you're saying. It's not as smooth as I'm used to.
Right?
There's pieces of egg that are coming off with
and
it.
And that's what bugs me. Cratering. I'm losing egg.
Mine looks like the surface of the moon.
Okay, but I still did a pretty good job.
It wasn't horrible.
I haven't even taken anything off yet.
Even me who doesn't like hard-boiled eggs?
No problem.
What?
Yes.
What is
Steph, what's the matter with you? It's not that hard.
This is a producer Steph finger problem. She can't use her fingers.
Hey now.
I have to use them every morning to make your show run.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay, can you do me a favor? I did my...
Now what do I do with
it?
Oh,
no.
Steph,
like,
what
is happening?
That is horrible.
It's like a shattered glass. It's tiny pieces, and I can't take it
off. Are your
off.
Fingers just like thick and calloused and missing
look,
nerve endings?
I don't know what's happening. It's so annoying.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
The keyboard.
I boiled an egg. I boiled an egg my way. Can you try to like de-shell that one? Like, is there a difference maybe between your method versus a proper method?
It's just all slippery in my hands.
Oh my God. See,
now?
Like now I just lost half the egg on the bottom and I have eggshells in my nails.
Oh
That's
my
so
goodness.
Gross.
Okay, we're going to let you try to de-shell the steamed
what
egg.
What is this?
Oh,
wow.
Heaven.
I wish you could see this right now. It's so bad.
What is the matter
I
with you?
I don't know.
So bad.
This is why I'm telling you. I don't need this in my life. I'm buying them in a bag. I don't care.
Can I just say I'm glad Steph is not a surgeon?
Yeah. No, it's just eggs. Eggs.
Okay. A happy peeling.
What do I do with this thing now?
Eat it.
All right.
Show.
Gaga paparazzi, and we found out last week Lady Gaga coming through Toronto September 10th and 11th. It's her Mayhem Ball tour, and Pooch, all week we are hooking you up with tickets.
Yeah, make sure you're listening just after 6 o'clock. We are bleep blooping. All you got to do is tell us what the bleep we are blooping. It's usually a Lady Gaga song. Mm-hmm. There's your hint. And you can win tickets.
Good luck.
You could win free cash.
Yes!
Win cash.
For Perfect Recall.
Oh my God, you're not kidding me?
Just listen to CHFI's Perfect Music Mix, where every song you remember is worth cash.
And the more songs you recall, the more money you make. Listen to win 5 times a day at 7, 8, 11, 1, and 4.
Jot down the songs and artists you hear when the window opens. Then call to win. Get your share of $50,000.
CHFI Perfect Recall.
From 98.1 CHFI.
CIBC believes that everyone with goals and dreams deserves help to turn their ambition into accomplishments and wins.
Yeah, that's right. And that's why CIBC has teamed up with Canada's Got Talent to award this year's Golden Buzzer winners, get this, $25,000 each.
Canada's Got Talent, it's back for a brand new season.
Proudly sponsored by CIBC. CIBC, ambitions made real.
Don't miss an episode of Canada's Got Talent, Tuesdays at 8, 7 Central on City TV.
Multi-platinum, 13-time Grammy Award-winning singer-songwriter, John Legend presents Get Lifted, the 20th anniversary tour. John Legend is back with his full band, performing at OLG Stage at Falls View Casino, November 13th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster. For more, visit johnlegend.com.
Hey neighbors, it's the Atlas Care Heating and Air Conditioning Special Friends and Family Pricing Event. From now till April 14th, save up to 20% on select air conditioners while inventory lasts. Summer is coming. Now's the time to save with Atlas Care before the weather heats up. It's a great way of helping neighbors stay cool this summer. But don't wait. This deal ends April 14th.
Feel right at home with Atlas Care.
Call Atlas Care today and trust the pros in the green trucks to save you big bucks.
Air Transat presents two friends on vacation in Italy.
Well, it's almost time to pack up and go home.
But we just got here.
We've been here for 2 weeks.
Seriously?
Yeah, we've been to 5 museums, visited 4 churches, made pasta from scratch, done a food tour and a bike tour, and had a private opera class with a famous mezzo-soprano.
Wow, time really flies by.
With direct round-trip flights to Europe starting at $549, with carry-on baggage and a meal included, you don't want to let this offer fly by. Conditions apply. Air Transat. Travel moves us.
Wegovy! Wegovy! Ask for it by name! Wegovy! Wegovy! That's all I will say! There's things about Wegovy that I wanna talk to! Don't ask me! Go ask your doctor! Wegovy! Wegovy! It's all I will say! Wegovy! Wegovy! Ba 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 bang bang! Ask your doctor about Wegovy today! Visit the website wegovy.ca! Wegovy!
Funerals aren't your thing. Simple Choice Cremation is your answer for a caring, worry-free cremation. Pre-need plans starting as low as $35 a month. No frills, no fuss, no worries. SimpleChoiceCremationToronto.ca.
Born in the heart of the earth, natural diamonds rise up like the notes of a song from the throat of Mother Nature.
Born in the heart of a plasma chamber, created diamonds fall softly like snowflakes from the heart of a star.
A star that shines like true love.
Natural diamonds are earthborn.
Created diamonds are starborn.
Callum, how much is our most spectacular 1-carat starborn?
Just $1,999.
It's good to be home.
This is for you.
Read it to me.
Spence and Vaughn, Scarborough and Mississauga.
Alpine News Network is here live with one of our superheroes.
Joe and Lucy needed a new roof and reached out to Alpine Credit. I flew over to help them with a home renovation loan. I suggested they transform their house into a giant robot head. Beams that shoot from the eyes. Pew, pew. Instead, they just went with shingles. But it's pretty glorious.
Own your home, need a loan? Alpine Credits can help.
Alpine Credits, where homeowners get approved.
Just for license 12616. A Tins Donut and Coffee is the original collab. And now, any classic donut is a dollar when you buy any size original or dark roast coffee. Get a deal on the iconic duo with a Tins Dollar Donut. Plus tax at participating restaurants for limited time. Terms apply. See app for details.
It's time for Tins.
If you've seen Come From Away, you already know how good it is. If you haven't,
Why haven't you? Gurdeep here for Come From Away. I've seen the show 6 times, and I'm going to make it a lucky 7 before it wraps up May 4th. It is Canadiana through and through, which I'm more proud of now than ever. More importantly, it'll make you laugh, make you cry, and make you feel. Don't miss the final extension of the global smash hit Come From Away at the historic Royal Alexander Theatre, based on a remarkable true story. The final performance is May 4th. Tickets from $49. Get them at Mervish.com. About to open up the window for CHFI Perfect Recall. If you were tracking the weekend bonus songs, you could win $1,000. First, let's check in with Eva.
Good morning. Due to widespread power outages and unsafe conditions from the ice storm, some schools are closed today, including all Simcoe County District School Board schools and Peterborough Victoria.